Welcome to The Big Story, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. I'm Olivia Kui.
I'm Haryanto Diman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. Well, now Dr. Leong Ho Nam is here with us. He's an infectious diseases specialist from the Rofi Clinic. Doctor, welcome back. Doctor, from your observations, are there any concerns that the elderly have about getting the vaccines?
No, not at all. The elderly may have their comorbidities, their heart problems, etc. But this vaccine is just like any other shot which you have. You get the shot, you'll be able to tolerate the bit of pain that comes with it, but that's nothing. You can tolerate it, you'll be fine. The older people get less aches, less pains, and they're more tolerant of the injection. However, they are at the same risk of the allergic problems like you and me. So when they get the shot, they may get an allergic reaction, which we worry about. And mind you, the elderly will not be able to tolerate an allergic reaction as well as, say, an 18-year-old or young chap like myself. Now, in addition, we do know something. This drug can cause allergy in quite a bit of people. It tends to occur in people with multiple allergies, and yet it occurs in people with no allergies at all. So there's an element of unpredictability. So we have to kind of take a chance when we go for it, and these individuals have to be vigilant and watch out for these symptoms of a rash, feeling uncomfortable. If there is, they may have to go into the hospital and check up. Mind you, they are elderly, they may have other comorbidities, so everyone be cautious and we can go through the exercise safely.
Doctor, you know, we always come to you for your professional expertise on this subject, but I guess when it comes to vaccinations, you can provide a personal one as well, because we understand that you've received your first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. So what is your advice to allay the fears and concerns that you just brought up?
Okay. Number one, this is an mRNA vaccine. It's literally a cookbook. It tells the cell what proteins to make. Very safe. It's not going to alter the DNA. Now, I've had the shot for about more than 2 weeks, and you look at me, I've no horns coming out of my head. Some people might notice that my hair is balding, but that's because I'm more stressful than ever. But I am fine. I'm not going to have any problems with it. Number two, the vaccination is actually well tolerated. You may have other shots before. This one is a little bit more painful than expected. I had the shot in the morning, in the evening, I had a bit of ache over the side, and the next day it persisted. But by Monday, which is day 2 to 3, it got better. So which means you don't schedule yourself for a tennis game or anything stressful, strenuous during this period after the vaccination. If you go for it, you will lose that golf game or the tennis game. Instead, after the vaccine, chill out, have an easy day. You can still go into work and you'll be fine. A small minority may feel quite lousy from tiredness, lethargy, and a bit of fever. But chill, it actually tells you that the body's mounting good response. For the men out there in the audience, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. So when we went back for reservist training, we had the aches too, but that tells us we are getting ready for war.
Right. Hear that, Doctor. Doctor, I just want to talk about another study that Spanish researchers did, and they found that there are changes to the tongue, hands, or the soles of the feet, and this could give an early indication of a COVID-19 infection. Now, some patients reported symptoms including swelling of the tongue and the appearance of patches, a burning sensation and redness on the palms or soles of the feet. Now, how worrying is this new discovery?
I think there's nothing to worry about. It rather tells us, we begin to understand a lot more about the virus, the different features there are. Now, if you do have these features, think about going to see a doctor early and ask for COVID test. But if you don't have these symptoms, it doesn't mean you have COVID, you don't have COVID. Rather, you just be one of those people who do not have the symptoms. Now, COVID-19 is coming out as very varied in terms of presentations, symptoms, and even this concept of the long COVID. We are just beginning to understand a lot more about the virus, and don't rely on your senses. Look at all this information with a pinch of salt. Remember, when you're sick, when you're unwell, go and see a doctor, get a swab done. If you have those symptoms, all the more you must go. Absence of symptoms doesn't mean you don't see the doctor. If I'm well, Go and see a doctor, get swabbed, do your part for the country, for your friends, and for your family.
Right. Well, Doc, let's round off our discussion with a look ahead to Chinese New Year. The task force has warned of a higher transmission risk during this period. Tighter restrictions already have been implemented from yesterday. So what are your thoughts as we head into the holiday period in about 2 weeks?
I'm worried. If you think about it, our virus, this COVID-19 virus, is adapting, mutating, and trying to overcome the problems which we are facing, is facing. So we have hints that things have changed. You see the Chinese and the Hong Kong extending their incubation period down to 21 days. How true is it? Has science proven it? The answer is no. But you probably suspect that the Chinese are seeing something. You have the Europeans saying that you don't go out with the cloth mask anymore, but you actually wear a surgical mask proper. Why? Because the surgical mask, properly certified, 3-ply, is more superior than any other cloth mask which you have. And the third thing, you have our revered, our highly respected Dr. Anthony Fauci, who goes on the media and says that you should wear 2 surgical masks instead. What does that mean? Does it mean that the virus is mutating, adapting? It is more easily transmissible. So what does that mean to you and me? Chinese New Year, everything kind of shuts down, everyone has a good time, and we end up meeting many people. This Chinese New Year must be different. If we don't take care of ourselves, it will go chaotic and we are going to have another super spreading event. Which means that when we do go out, my strong recommendation is make sure you use, number one, the mask correctly, cover your nose. It's not just a mouth mask, but it's a nose and mouth mask. Number three, if you can, please get a proper surgical mask, especially the ones which 3-ply certified, that is good. That is superior. If you can't get that, go for the second best thing, which is the Temasek masks which are issued out. The third choice is actually the homemade mask or whatever you buy freely available. Comes with beautiful different designs. Unfortunately, I think that's more cosmetic than functional. At this time, we actually have a luxury of getting masks of different sort. I would suggest everyone get a good mask. And when the mask looks frayed, don't. One tip I'm going to share with you, because you guys are watching it on SPH, and the idea is actually do a mask fit. Put on a mask, press around by the side, and then take a brief in and out. And see if the air if it's leaking out by the sides and how is it leak. Or more importantly, as you breathe in, is the air coming in through the mask or by the side? If the air is coming in through the sides, my friend, your mask is not suitable. When you actually wear that kind of mask, you might as well wear the emperor's new clothes. Okay, everyone will be mocking you because you are going to filter out the virus in your own lungs. Coming back, this is a difficult Chinese New Year. And mark my words, I think there's going to be a super spreading event coming soon. Singaporeans, prove me wrong. Prove me that Singapore won't have a super spreading event, and we can do it if we all work together.
Right. Well, great parting words there, Dr. Leong. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, we've been speaking to infectious diseases specialist Dr. Leong Ho Nam from the Rofi Clinic.